T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bills color analyst Eric Wood joining us live this morning. It's a big week for the Bills. Lots of cuts on the way as they have to get down to a 53-man roster by the end of the week. Eric, this has got to be pretty nerve-wracking for a lot of players, right?
Yeah, it's probably the worst time in the business. It's not fun for the players. It's not fun for the coaches and front office guys that have to make the decisions. And, you know, even for the guys like me that talk about football, you have a lot of respect for these guys that have worked so hard over the last month, and you want all their dreams to come true of playing in the National Football League. But this week they'll go from 90 guys to a 53-man roster, and you know, it'll be a lot of goodbyes within the facility.
Yeah, tough time and interesting time for a lot of teams. All right, Eric, the news of the weekend that caught just about everybody completely off guard, Andrew Luck announcing his retirement. I'm wondering what your initial reaction was when you heard that news.
You know, I was shocked. I was at a charity event in Louisville and couldn't really believe what I was hearing. And, you know, but for a guy who's been through as many injuries as he has lately, and, you know, I think it just wore him down mentally just to constantly have to go through these rehabs, and with the shoulder surgery, there was a lot of unknown. And with this foot, ankle, calf deal that he has now, that, you know, they haven't been super clear on that. You know, I just think it eventually just wore him down to the point where he's ready to move on.
Kind of like you in a way, isn't it? I mean, you have to leave before you really want to leave the game.
Well, he made the decision to retire. In the case of mine, I would have never been cleared to play again. I wanted to continue to play. I still felt like I had a lot left in the tank, especially mentally. I was in a great place, but, God had different plans for me. But yeah, and that's one of the things with the end of my career that, you know, with the way the injury news was leaked before I got to truly, put it out there myself, that's why I wanted to control the message towards the end. And it was unfortunate the news leaked, but, yeah, I did not get the chance to walk away on my own terms. Andrew Luck did.
Looking at the way he went out, I would imagine every player wants to go out on their own terms. Yet, I mean, it has to be super rare where your own terms would be at 29 years old with so much seemingly ahead of you.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, for him, he had to make the decision that was best for him. And like I said, I think mentally he was just so worn down from the constant rehab of everything that went into it. And, you know, in the NFL, not many guys go out on their own terms. Even the guys that, you know, retire, a lot of times they're forced to make a decision. And, you know, financially they may be getting cut or whatever it may be, and they'll retire. But guys like Peyton Manning, shoot, Kyle Williams last year, those situations are pretty rare.
You know what some of that rehab can be like, thinking back to when you broke your leg. I mean, that is such a long process to get back from something like that. I mean, I'm sure you can relate to kind of what Andrew Luck was going through with some of his different injuries, where you know you're not going to be able to get on the field with your teammates at any time soon, yet you're still putting in that work day in and day out. What's it like being on the sidelines trying to rehab a serious injury like that?
Yeah, the injury aspect of the NFL is not very fun, and the rehabs can be long. The broken leg was a long one. I almost feel like when I did my ACL, it was even longer before I felt like I was the player that I was prior. But, you know, that's part of the business. It's a violent sport, but, you know, people see us on Sundays and assume that, hey, they practice a little bit throughout the week, show up on Sundays and earn a nice paycheck. But there's so much more that goes into it. When you add the rehab component, your day goes from maybe 7 a.m. to 4:30 or 5 p.m. to now you're in there at 5 or 5:30 or 6 a.m. and now you're staying at the facility extended hours on the back end too, just to try and get your injury back to where it was.
Eric, how's your health now?
I feel great. You know, with the situation I had with my neck, I have not needed a surgery yet. I may down the road, but I feel good. I lost some weight since playing, and that helped the knees and ankles and everything feel better than when I was playing. But sure do miss ball, but when you talk about football for a living now, you're a lot less sore on Monday mornings.
Looking at a guy like Andrew Luck, you know, he's probably going to miss football at some point. You'd have to imagine missing, you know, what you going out in front of all those people and doing what you do best. But that, you know, being able to walk away before serious, you know, injury really takes hold, that's got to be something that you'd be pretty proud of as a player.
Yeah, and I'm sure he will miss it at some point. And you know, at 29 years old, without a, I don't want to say that a shoulder or a foot or whatever he's going through isn't a catastrophic injury, but without a major, major injury, it may be a situation where in a year or two from now, he may want to come back. And I think that's what the Colts were thinking when they let him keep the $24.5 million of signing bonus that I believe he would have owed back, or at least part of it back, by retiring early.
You know, his decision, he wanted not to be released until Sunday, but it did come out while he was on the sidelines of that game Saturday night for the Colts, and the crowd booed him. Any thoughts from you on that point?
Yeah, that's a very tough situation. And, you know, I don't know the frustrations of Indianapolis Colts fans. Hard to sympathize with them as much as they won in recent memory with the Super Bowl, and then they had the special year of Chuck Pagano and all that, and then even making the playoffs last year with Frank Reich at the helm. But I don't know their frustrations towards Andrew Luck and that whole situation. Seemed pretty classless to me, but, you know, I can't judge too hard. I don't know all the details of the situation up there, but, you know, that's the beast of the NFL. Similar to, like I mentioned before, you know, I had made it known there was a select few people that knew that the injury news was coming out about mine, and then it leaked. The same thing kind of happened to him.
Yeah, it's tough, and you said it too. People here in Buffalo, I don't know if they can say that Indianapolis Colts fans have it tough. I just bought a Doug Flutie jersey. That shows you where we are here as Bills fans, as it relates to them. But hey, Eric, we're so glad to have you on this year, and it's going to be a busy week ahead. We look forward to talking with you again next week.
Yep, sounds good. My pleasure.
All right, that's Eric Wood, a Bills radio color analyst. You hear him on the calls for preseason, soon to be regular season games. It's coming up before you even know it, just a couple weeks away.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.